Okay, first and foremost, I wasn't going to put out an episode this week because I'm on vacation in Florida right now and I'm literally living my best life. I just got back to my place. I saw my bestie who I haven't seen since 2018. We had drinks and lunch and dinner and dessert in West Palm Beach. And then I drove back to my place and drove back to his place. And that's neither here nor there, though. I literally just read the most, like nails on a chalkboard type of pop culture news that it was like too salacious and juicy to even come on here. You know what I mean? And that isn't even the Leah Michelle Beanie Feldstein stuff. Like, I'm not even going to talk about that till later on, and I'm not even talk about it now. I might, just might. But this is like going to be the shortest episode ever, but I just had to come on here and be like, and express my disdain for this headline that I just read from TMZ, and I know that it's true because the Kardashian slash Jenner slash Thompson slash Disick slash West slash Pete Davidson's are in cahoots with TMZ, basically. Well, allegedly. But Khloe Kardashian is having a baby via surrogate with Tristan Thompson. Okay. First and foremost, hi, everybody. It's Andrew. Obviously. Duh. The mistress of pop culture. I don't even care about that, though. I don't even care if you don't know who I am. What I do care about is this headline here. Okay, the first part of the headline is amazing. Khloe Kardashian having a baby via surrogate. That literally warms my heart. And as I was reading that headline, I was driving when I read that, which I know is insane, but I was like in a slow zone and I wasn't on the highway. I was like at a light. Okay, I wasn't at a light, but you know, I was like pulling near a parking garage. Okay, that's not too random. But I was just like, so I just had to check my phone. I know. By the way, if you hear a little bit of noise in the background, this is a very echoey house because it's rather large ceilings, not to boast or anything, and some other stuff. But anyways, I was so excited when I read that news. I was like, yes, Khloe has another baby. She's going to have a sibling via surrogate, which is incredible. How amazing for women. And then I proceeded to read the rest of the headline, which is with Tristan Thompson. Now, after the finale of the first season of Keeping Up, of the Kardashians on Hulu, which was amazing, and then sort of the news broke that, you know, that Kim broke the news to Khloe, and Khloe's reading all the news, and Khloe, like, talked about what she felt in the moment when she found out about Tristan, sort of in real time, even though the episode came out delayed. It was very raw and emotional, even for viewers, stans, fans, supporters of Khloe. Because we don't want to see our girl, like, jolted like that. Jolted of the author, like SJP was in Sex and the City, the first movie. Which, don't even get me started on that, because Big could have called again, and they could have talked about it, and Carrie could have been like, are you okay? What happened? Rather than, like, skipping to the thing of, like, being freaked out. By the way, if you hear noise in the background, my laundry machine's just, like, sorry. It's echoey house. Anyways, I say all that to say, like, what? Okay, let's just read the article first. Khloe Kardashian is having another baby with the same man with whom she broke up with, Tristan Thompson, TMZ has learned, which means it's true again. You know why it's true, because I said it's true. Multiple sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ, multiple sources, i.e. Kris Jenner, probably, and Khloe herself, multiple sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ the baby will be born via surrogate, which, again, is amazing. We're told, we are us in TMZ, that the birth is imminent within days. Another source says the baby may have already been born in the last day or so. The timeline of the surrogate's pregnancy seemingly indicates Khloe and Tristan made the decision to have the baby before their most recent split. Okay, that makes sense. But the co-parenting part, I do wonder. I have many, many questions here. As you know, Khloe and Tristan have been together, broke up, got back together, and broke up again over allegations of cheating. The two already shared a child, 4-year-old daughter, True, gorgeous daughter, True, and have successfully co-parented her even navigating their own personal hurdles and discussions on the season of the Kardashians. The two talked about further expanding their family. However, those plans hit a wall when Tristan got another woman pregnant last year. Marilee Nichols gave birth to Tristan's son last December, and he later confirmed the paternity results along with a public apology to Khloe. The couple had split in the summer. Khloe and Tristan have been together as of late at family functions, further cementing the fact the two are cool on a personal level. Yeah, there were some paparazzi photos. I think they're at Disneyland or some type of public venue. By the way, I'm just going to shut this door, so give me a second. So sorry. That was so unprofessional of me. I had to shut the door where my laundry room is. What was I saying? I completely lost my train of thought. I don't know. Okay, anyways, I think co-parent successfully, great. Oh, yeah, we saw them at an outing recently. And Kris Jenner was there, too, being the most iconic grandmother that she is. If they can successfully co-parent, then that's great. But I think myself and many, many, many other people in the world are like, how... I mean, okay, if they plan this before shit hit the fan, I get that. But, like, I don't understand how someone could co-parent when someone has wronged you so publicly that many times. And that's just publicly. Like, who knows what went on behind closed doors and everything. And maybe what hasn't come out yet. Not saying that it has, nor do I wish that for Khloe or Tristan. I just think, like, what? I don't even... I'm happy for Chloe, though. I want her to expand her family. I want her to have kids. And, you know, she is a strong-ass queen. But this man, I mean, I don't even know him. And it, like, ages me. I don't know. I just... let me just check Instagram really quick and see if Chloe's posted anything. Because if she has, then that pretty much confirms and solidifies. But she hasn't. She doesn't have a story. She posted 6 hours ago with a white heart and a beautiful photo of her smiling with True and another beautiful baby. So that's 6 hours ago. So, like, I mean, if she was a new mom, maybe she, I don't know. I'll just keep on keeping you updated when I'm updated too. So I just, like, rolls eyes emoji for Tristan, not Chloe. Heart eyes emojis for Chloe, but not Tristan. Okay, second story of the day, which is going to lead us into the Lea Michele of it all. Lea Michele honors Corey Monteith with heartfelt tribute on 9th anniversary of his death. You guys, I will never forget where I was when I first heard about this tragic news. It was my first or second year in LA. I was in my apartment in Burbank, and I was sitting... I had a loft apartment. It was really chic. And I was sitting downstairs, and I was on my computer, and I was reading all the news and all the tweets, and I was like, oh my gosh, and we all know he sadly overdosed, and I think he was in Canada when it happened. But anyways, so on July 13th, the Glee star took to social media, and Lea Michele will never forget the memory she shared with Corey Monteith. This is from E! Online. On July 13th, the Glee star took to social media and honored her close friend and co-star who died 9 years ago. The 35-year-old shared a photo from what appeared to be on the set of their hit Fox show. As the duo walked side by side for a scene, both Lea and Corey were seen smiling from ear to ear. For an added touch, Lea included a heart emoji. Corey tragically died on July 13th, 2013, of an accidental drug overdose. Yes, this was 1 month after I moved to LA. I moved to LA June 3rd, 2013, so this was a month after. He was 31 years old when he passed and had acted in 4 seasons of Glee alongside Lea, who was his girlfriend at the time of his passing. Since Corey's passing, Lea has kept his memory alive by getting a tattoo of the number 5 in honor of his character's football number on Glee. She has also helped spark conversations about grief during candid interviews. In 2013, Lea appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and shared a glimpse into her healing process. I think this is a very, very tragic story for the world, and of course for Corey, for Lea, for the Glee family, the cast and crew. It's very sad, and it's wonderful to see that she's still showing. Why wouldn't she? I mean, she's a gem. Speaking of gems, and speaking of Lea Michele, y'all may have your opinions about her, but I am quaking because, as suspected, Lea Michele will be taking over Beanie Feldstein as Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl on Broadway. Many people thought Lea should have been the original choice, but she wasn't. Beanie was. And after a slew of negative reviews came out pertaining to Beanie's singing abilities, not acting abilities, but, you know, on Broadway, you have to be the creme de la creme. I don't think Beanie's that. Lea Michele is, obviously. But many people think that because of what went down with regards to the scandal in 2020 with that young lady who accused Lea Michele of allegedly bullying her on set, along with microaggressions, I think it might have tainted her chances of being the number one. But she got the number two, and I think people are literally so excited. Clearly, like, people are saying that the resale value for tickets for Lea Michele's first show are, like, crazy prices, which I'm not surprised by because Lea Michele's an icon. This is, like, really her first foray back into the world of performing post that incredible Spring Awakening documentary coming out, which I think really helped her image. Anyways, I'm not going to read the article because it's so long, but if you want to read it, it's the Daily Beast, Inside the Broadway Globe over Lea Michele replacing Beanie Feldstein in Funny Girl. Again, the Daily Beast. It's a great article. It gives literally all the details pertaining to what went down. But I just want to get my thoughts, and my thoughts are basically what I said. I'm really happy for Lea Michele because talent is talent, and it, you know, you may not love her for the news stories and whatnot, but she is supremely talented. I think at least once a week, more than that, I watched it the other night. I listened to her version of It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion when she was singing in Glee, and Whoopi Goldberg walks down the aisle, and it's amazing. And also her version of Telephone, which I love, with Jake Cyrus, formerly known as Cherise. I think season 2 of Glee. Loved it. And I also love Total Eclipse of the Heart. I mean, Lea Michele, her voice is like, it pierces through you. It's so good, and she's so talented, and she's getting the praises she deserves, and I'm really glad that her cancellation is officially over. Not that she was canceled, but you know, and then the young lady, like I said, who accused her of that stuff, made a statement saying what she needed to say. I'm not going to repeat it because I like to leave things in the past. And, I'm just happy for our girl. She's going to be amazing. So that's pretty much all I got for you. And if any news comes out pertaining to Chloe and Tristan, I'll hop on here. But for the time being, I'm going to continue enjoying my vacay. getting a little spritz. I'm very tan, which I definitely needed some sun. I hope everybody is having a great week, though. Great summer, great week, great July. I hope you're all healthy and well. You know, COVID numbers are back up. So, you know, get vaxxed, get boosted. If you are into that, if you're not, then be safe. And I'll chat with you guys later. XOXO, Gossip Girl.